Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where we tell the stories of local businesses and services. I'm Randy Bushover. If there's a business or service you'd like to hear featured, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me, Nicole Savage, President and CEO of NW Contracting, and there are quite a number of things that your business does, but we'll get to that. But first of all, explain what it is that NW Contracting is and how long you've been around.
Thank you. Well, NW Contracting is our new, I suppose, name and identity. The rest of the world probably knows us as Nature's Way Environmental. So the NW comes from the Nature's Way, of course. We've been around 30 years, and we grew up as a remediation company. We did environmental remediation at the forefront, including bioremediation. My father was a biologist by education and started the company, was the founder of the company. And grew from there to other complementary services such as drilling and investigation in order to locate and identify contamination, as well as further from that, about a year later, I think we started our fuel system installs. So most of our remediation centers around petroleum contamination. And as such, we focus a lot on fuel tanks, petroleum gas stations, that sort of thing. So we can locate the contamination, delineate it, which basically just means identify where it extends to, remediate it, backfill, and build a whole new state-of-the-art system. So it's very turnkey operations when it comes down to it.
And maybe I'm inferring too much, but from the former name, which is now shortened to NW Contracting, kind of implied that maybe certain chemicals or processes were used that were environmental friendly. Is that
sure.
Correct way of putting it?
Absolutely. So bioremediation, the term itself means remediation via biological processes. So the way that you can clean contaminated soil is by using a mix of bacteria and nutrients in order to treat and those bacteria eat. They actually consume the petroleum products. So when you apply it correctly and use the proper processes, you can end up with completely clean soil that's usable without having to haul it off to a landfill.
I'm guessing it's going to come down to the amount of whatever it is you're cleaning up. But is there kind of a way of telling how much time it takes for the bacteria to do its work?
It's a tough thing to gauge, of course, but based on levels of contaminants, which types of contaminants there are, space that you have to treat it in, it varies. But yes, our job is to go in and estimate roughly how long it can take us to do this sort of treatment. So back in the day, it was pretty common that we would, you know, dig up a bunch of soil, spread it out across the property that it was on, of course staged on poly so that it doesn't recontaminate anything else underneath it. And then we would take a tanker truck in with this mix in the tank and spray it across that soil, and then take equipment and till that soil around to mix it up and make sure that all of those bacteria mix in with the nutrients and all of the soil is treated. And then you just take samples every so often and you test to see how it's doing, and you can adjust the mix. You can back off on bacteria. You can add new ones. It's a science, right? And with science comes some testing and changes. So, but that largely doesn't happen that way anymore because, one, it does take time, right? We're talking in course of months to years to treat it that way properly. There are limits to how deep you can do that as well, right? You may only have 18 inches of soil, which means if you have hundreds of tons, that's spread over much area. Most people don't have that much area to treat soil. So there are new bioremediation processes where we inject. We also do that through we use our drill rigs to drill holes in the ground, and we will inject like a Regenox type treatment. That's a brand name, but it's a bacterial type treatment. Some are aerobic, some are anaerobic. So some require oxygen, some don't. And we inject those into the ground. And again, you pull samples at different intervals to see whether it's working.
How many employees do you have right now?
We currently have about 24 people on staff.
And is it fair to call them technicians or?
Right. Yep. Most people at our place are technicians of some sort, whether they're a drilling technician or an environmental technician. Our brand new fresh people that we grab right out of school do start out as laborers, but they, after proper training and education through us, they become technicians.
Are you currently looking for more technicians and or people to do some of the grunt work?
Always. We're always looking for good people. You know, it's our industry is facing, obviously, a workforce shortage and a challenge. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, on some levels, it's the same good people being moving from company to company, right? And just looking for the best situation for themselves. We try to get out to as many workforce development events as we can, because the true solution to this is more long-term, and that is getting the interest in the trades back up again. So, you know, while we're a very specialty firm, right, we are quite specialized in the types of contracting we do, interest in the trades overall is beneficial to everyone. Because though we do environmental work and have historically some other things we do include just site work, you know, we need equipment operators. We need people that want to sling a shovel, just straight up laborers. You know, we need people that want to learn how to do some surveying. All different types of skills come into our specialty work as well. In our fuel system installs, for example, we do concrete pours. We do some minor electrical work. We do plumbing. I mean, a lot of what we do is piping and plumbing when we're building these systems. There's excavation, that, you know, you name it. We're kind of a jack of all trades type of company. So we get out to workforce development events as much as is possible. Recently, so our company's in Alden. I actually live in Pembroke. Out by us in Genesee County in Batavia, they had their first ever GLOW event. And so GLOW is Genesee, Livingston, Orleans, Wyoming counties. And so it was their inaugural event where they brought over 1,000 students in from area schools. You know, you're not going to go to that event and in most cases hire someone direct from that event. These are high school kids. But what you're going to do is plant a seed so that we correct this problem on a larger scale going forward. So that those events really get us excited. My people like to go to them. I love to get out and talk about what we do with the students and hopefully, you know, get some interest moving in our direction.
Yeah, very, very good point to bring up the whole idea of planting the seed, as you put it. Nicole Savage, President and CEO of NW Contracting with us. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And throughout the course of the discussion so far, we've talked about the various areas in which you do work, the remediation taking up a bulk of the early part here, but also drilling and investigation. Well, I know what comes to my mind, but probably better just to hear it from you rather than me blather about what I think it might be.
Oh, I'm kind of curious what comes to your mind, to be honest. But I can tell you, so the drilling and investigation, a couple different typical ways that we investigate the subsurface, which is just underground. One is true drilling, which is augers that spin in the ground. Those we can do larger diameter holes. We can be a little bit more invasive, I suppose, with our investigation using the drill rigs. We install monitoring wells with those. Monitoring wells are used to monitor the groundwater. So you need to install a well to have access to the groundwater at all times to pull a sample and monitor that. But in addition to the drill rigs, we have probes. And a probe is a direct push unit. So it literally just pushes into the ground. So using hydraulic pressure. So those are a smaller diameter, used in a setting where we just want to see whether there is an impact of any sort. So a lot of times in our industry, it's called a phase two investigation. A phase one would be a document search. A phase two investigation involves physical work on the site. And so again, we would direct push into the soil. It's a quick thing, small diameter, pull some samples, send them out for analysis if needed. And so that's a pretty typical thing. And in both cases, we can use both of those rigs for environmental purposes and for contamination purposes. We also do drilling for geotechnical, though. Engineering firms that are looking to build new whatever it may be, whether it be new homes or new development downtown, new buildings, we get called out pretty frequently by the engineering firms to do geotechnical drilling as well.
Well, that was what I was going to ask specifically. Is this more residential or commercial, or a combination, sounds like?
Very good combination. I would say probably almost half and half. Maybe a little more to the commercial side.
Yeah, very cool. And earlier you mentioned some fuel systems, tank work. Is that strictly removal of, say, like old tanks at gas stations, or do you also put them in?
Oh, we put them in. So the removal would, it kind of bridges both, right? Removal is kind of considered a type of remediation. We're taking out the source by removing the tank. But on fuel systems projects, it's kind of all of it, right? There may be a site where we get to go in and delineate contamination, find that there are tanks, remove the tanks, and build them a gas station. We love those because we get to showcase everything at once and provide the owner of the project a significant savings by being the only one there to do it all. But with regard to our fuel systems, you will not see us typically building like a Sunoco or a retail station like you and I use. We primarily are a state contractor for the purpose of fuel systems. We have held a New York State Office of General Services contract for, oh my gosh, several terms now, each term being 2 to 3 years. And so we're a prime contractor with the state, and we build the DOT facilities. So the DOTs, all of our DOTs in the area that need to be ready to go in the winter and send their plows out and have access to fuel without any issues, any mechanical or maintenance issues, we've built theirs. So we do the western region of New York State's contract, reaches from Buffalo and Erie County and Southern Tier all the way over to almost Syracuse.
And specifically here in Buffalo, for those who have been to the Outer Harbor, would see some evidence of one of your projects.
Right. Oh, so I'm excited about the Outer Harbor one because that's actually a little bit different. That's evidence of us branching into some more fun projects that aren't traditionally environmental or cleanup based. That one is a beautification project, and we're really excited about it. It's scheduled to finish up here this month. So we are doing work out there for New York State Parks. Once again, a direct state contract we won via bid. And that is, it's going to be the first of, I believe there are five local of the canal trailway. Sites that are going to lead, there's going to be a trailway leading all the way across the state to New York City. So, and this has been generously funded through Ralph C. Wilson's Foundation. So it's a pretty cool project to be a part of, and we're really proud to be involved in it. So if you were to go down between Gallagher Beach and the small boat harbor, that's where the site is. It's a very small little site, but very impactful, and get to do some really fun things there. So no cleanup necessary, not an environmental project at all, but we got to do site work. We got to install some conduits and some lighting and some water lines for some water fountains and beautification and some trail markers with information about the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation and about Buffalo and Western New York, and, you know, some pavers. It's going to be beautiful when it's done, and it's so close.
Well, you've been very good at describing what you do and almost motivating me to the point to pick up a shovel, but not quite. But for someone who might be inclined to be interested in this line of work, we've come so far, we probably ought to get out the information. How would they get in touch with you?
Oy, well, our website has just been redone. I think that's the best way for anybody these days, especially the younger crowd, to get to know us a little bit better. So our website is www.nwcontracting.com. I'm proud of that. It's a beautiful new website. Our branding company is Luminous, also local to Buffalo, right downtown. They did a wonderful job with our rebrand and our logo and this website. So currently on the website, you will see three projects highlighted, one of them being the Outer Harbor with some pictures and who our team was, as well as we have one of our drilling projects that was pretty cool to do because we were out on Lake Erie on a barge doing some drilling. That one is highlighted. That would be the Sturgeon Point Marina. And then one of our larger environmental remediation projects is also highlighted on there. We did some work for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, out in Batavia. That was a large-scale cleanup. So, anybody that's interested, we have a very well-created and perfectly linked careers page as well. So I believe that the site is live with a link through Indeed.com that people can submit resumes that way, as well as there is email on that site that you can send directly to us at the company. So we're a small company. There's only 24 of us there. I'm a very involved owner and president of the company. I'm happy to give out my email to anybody directly because, quite frankly, I take a very strong role in that hiring process myself. People will interview directly with me. And that I love that. I love meeting new people and getting to know whether they're going to be a fit for us and whether we're a fit for them.
And you even may have the opportunity to work with fuel-eating bacteria, which would be pretty cool.
Right?
What
could be better?
Again, it's the website itself, nwcontracting.com. Mm-hmm. Nicole Savage, President and CEO of NW Contracting, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.